Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Man on the Mic podcast, hosted by Jeffrey Mann. This podcast is dedicated to honest discussions that inspire, connect, and bring out the best in our guests. Now let's get started with the show. Here's your host, Jeffrey Mann.
What's up, guys? Hey, it's Jeff from Man on the Mic. This week, I want to do something different. Every week, I've had a different guest on who's told amazing stories, brought amazing value, really showed up for me and for this audience. And so this week, I wanted to sit down and just have a little sit down and introduce you guys to me. Who is Jeffrey Mann? Who is the man behind the mic? And just dive a little bit into my story, share some pictures and experiences of my life and where I've been and where I'm at. So give it a listen. Super excited for this episode. Let me know what you think. My name is Jeffrey Morgan Mann. I work in public relations and marketing. I work for a company out of Los Angeles called 1DS, or 1 Degree Shift Collective.
Cool. Where did you grow up?
So, kind of interesting story. I was born in Maryland, adopted to Boise, Idaho when I was 3 weeks old. Grew up in Idaho, moved to Africa when I was 7 and 8, moved back to Idaho, moved back to Africa after my 8th grade year of middle school, moved back to Idaho, went on an LDS mission back to Africa, and I've been in Utah since 2014.
Where's been your favorite place to live?
That's a tough one. Honestly, I would have to say South Africa was probably my favorite place to live.
What is something that people don't know about you from living in Africa to America? Maybe what's something you don't tell people about?
Ooh, that's a good one. From living in Africa to living in America. So growing up in America, I hated soccer or American football. And moving to Africa, it's such a big sport. It's a part of the community, the schools. I learned to love soccer, and that's something that I love to watch. I love to play FIFA on the Xbox. It's something really that people don't know about me.
That's cool. I want to dive into how you chose your career path. You talked about that at the beginning, 1DS. Explain to us what you do.
Okay. So I went to school at Utah Valley University here in Utah. I went to school initially for computer science, and I was like, I'm going to work on computers and be all excited, and left on the LDS mission, came back, I wasn't super excited with that, and so started taking communications classes, and there was a professor named Phil Gordon, and I took one of his classes and loved it. Had a great time, connected with that professor, and so started to dive into the field of public relations, minor in marketing, and from that led to some networking events, some speaking gigs. I went and spoke at an adoption camp and just immersed myself and loved it because it was a chance for me to do what I love, and that's connect with people and do that as a career.
Interesting. So you love to connect with people. How does that play a role in what you do?
I think the biggest part is in public relations, if we step aside from the part of the press releases and the traditional media and working with the news, when people are going on podcasts like this, when people are speaking on stages, they want to have a person who can add the most value to that stage. And so when you build that relationship and you're able to connect with people, you know, hey, this person will be a great fit to speak at this event, or this person will add amazing value to this person's event. And through building those relationships, you can connect people to go and do that.
And so what are you excited about what you're doing right now?
I think I'm most excited for, I guess, the unknown. We have so many different clients that have amazing messages, amazing brands, amazing YouTube channels, and it's figuring out how do we take their message and what they're doing to the world. And so it's a different strategy for each person, but it changes week by week, day by day. PR never sleeps, because you could have a PR crisis, you could have something happen in the news, something happen on social media, and so it's a constant flow.
So that's interesting. Talk to me about what's it like working with influencers? I don't feel like people know what personalities do you work with, how demanding is it?
I think you have to realize that influencers are all shapes and sizes, different, you know, different wealth, different vision. And so you really have to be a chameleon and adapt to the influencers. I've worked with influencers who have private jets. I've worked with influencers who are just your door-to-door summer sales bro from Provo, Utah. They're all different. And so really you have to cater to the influencer. I've gone from where my job is solely they want to be in articles, they want to be in the news, to other ones where I'm booking the jet. I'm booking the hotels. I'm making sure their speech is ready. And so really it's adapting to who the influencer is and being able to prepare so that you can create an amazing structure for them. One of the things that I learned is I get so immersed that I can tell you the influencers what food they want, what drinks they want, what time they need to be where, whenever they're booking a flight, what time do they want to be at the airport. And so it's really learning the game and understanding the influencer so that I can make their day as best as possible. For me, I look at ROI. Whatever money's being spent, whatever time is being spent, their biggest asset for influencers is their time. And so I want to honor that. So like I'll fly into a city and if I want to do, let's say a podcast tour, I will cram 5 podcasts in during the day. I will cram in a lunch meeting, a dinner meeting, back on the jet and fly home so the influencer can be back with his kids and sleep in his bed the same day. And so really it's catering and understanding how do I schedule it? Where is everything located? Are these the right fits? And then letting it flow. Sometimes things will fall through the cracks, but you have to be able to pivot and be able to adjust so that you can stay on schedule.
So give advice to some PR people who work in the same space. How do you be successful? It's not an easy job. I don't think people realize how much goes into it, reaching out to people, give some
advice. My best advice to anyone going into the field of public relations is be ready to adapt and be ready to pivot. Also, understand in PR, your time is not your own. I've had weekends where I've worked all weekend. I spent last week working on a project to 3 o'clock in the morning. You never know when a client will need something or something's gonna happen and you need to be ready. And so for me, your phone becomes your office. It becomes your computer. And so it's constantly with you and you're constantly working. So be ready for the grind. And if you're willing to dedicate yourself to that and go all in and play all out, it's amazing the opportunities that will spring up for you.
So where did the why for this job, why you wake up every day saying, I'm gonna kill it today?
Honestly, I think it goes back to my senior year of high school. I set a goal that I wanted to impact 1 billion lives. And initially that started, I was coaching, I was helping with an adoption camp, I was doing personal training, and I was like, I'm helping all these amazing people and everything. And on a grander scale, working with influencers, now I get to help people around the world through the messages that these influencers share, but also being able to put their voices and the messages out to the world.
So who's inspired you to, or set you on the path that you're on now?
You know, I think it's that first professor that I had in college. He introduced me to a guy up in Salt Lake and had me go speak at this foundation. And through that, I got connected to a doctor and his wife who flew me out to a camp to come speak there. And it was just a domino effect. And so those connections put me in the right room, which connected me to the right people. Fast forward to that, one of my personal training clients that I had worked with through the pandemic, had an amazing time, great conversations. About 2.5 years ago, one of his buddies was looking for someone in PR. And so I was able to tell that client, I said, hey, could you put a word in for me? Shot him a text. Next thing you know, I interviewed. A few days later, they offered me a job. And so everything has come full circle. So I'm glad I was able to go into personal training. Had nothing to do with my major, what I went to school with, but it opened the door for where I am today.
That's so cool. So who do you want to do PR for? Who's your dream client?
Honestly, my dream client is probably twofold. It's probably myself. I think the second one, I would love to do PR for the President of the United States. So many twists and turns and crazy stories and scandals and information. I just feel like the way I operate already, as much sleep that I run off of, I feel like that would be a dream job for me.
How much sleep do you run?
So I average 2 to 4 hours a night. It was 1 to 2, and I've been working on that, but probably 2 to 4 right now.
So that's so cool. What do you feel like your best, I know you do PR and you're really good at your job, but what do you feel like your Jeffrey Mann's best talent is?
My biggest talent is, I think, I never forget a face or a name when I meet somebody. And so that allows me to be able to enter rooms, add value, and serve people. But down the line, if I run into someone, I can remember where I met them, something about them that helps them to feel special. I think the other thing is, and this is a blessing and a curse, is I love to give, and sometimes I give too much. And so this past year, I've had to learn to, hey, maybe pull back and spend some time focusing on myself rather than just trying to give. Because until we can truly work on ourselves, we can't truly show up for everyone else in our lives.
Pretty deep. What do you feel like you've learned from doing
that? I got a lot of stuff to work on. And I think that's everybody out there. I think we all have a lot of baggage. We all have a lot of demons. But it's amazing when you work on things and you start to see yourself in situations and you react and you show up in a different way in situations, you start to see, okay, I'm starting to figure things out. I'm not there yet. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm on the path to get there.
So let's stay on that track. What is your most, what's your biggest fears and dilemmas?
My biggest fear is probably failing myself. I wake up every day and I usually start the day early. I'm at the gym, I'm working, I'm playing basketball. My biggest fear is that I put all this energy and into the world and I don't make a difference. And so for me, it's whether it's someone I meet at the gym, someone I'm playing basketball with, one of my coworkers, one of my clients, I always want to show up for that person that day. And at least one person every day, I hope I've been able to impact in a positive way.
Like your guiding lights are?================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
spiritual coaches, personal trainers. My dad is someone who, in terms of business, whether it's taking him on a business trip with me, or just being able to call him and go over things and just bounce ideas off, he's a huge help. And then I think it's just the people that I've seen that I want to mimic, the people that have the recipes. I follow them and I'm like, okay, clearly they know what to do. And I just try to mimic it best as possible and follow it.
So talk about people who aren't close with their dads or maybe their parents. Maybe have you always had that relationship? And maybe if people aren't, how do you think they can work on that?
You know, I have a lot of people in my life that don't have the best relationship with their parents, but I've always seen that there's other figures of people in their life who fill that role. And maybe they're filling that role to a time where they feel like they can connect with their parents, or maybe they just never do connect with their parents, but they have other mentors and figures in their life that they can look up to for guidance to help them answer questions. I mean, I also have people in my life who've lost their parents. And so for me, it's all about surrounding yourself with the right people, people that will inspire, people that will uplift, people that will call you into integrity, and people that are not afraid to tell you, hey, this is not where you want to be going with your life. It's time to get on the path. And so I think for me, the biggest thing is not so much trying to force a relationship, because that's never healthy. That will never work. Really, it's about if you work on yourself, you will attract the people meant to be in your life.
Let's stick on the parents' vibe here. What advice would you give? I don't think a lot of people know this about you or your parents, but kind of put some light on your situation between you having white parents and being adopted as a black.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting for me because I was adopted to white parents when I was 3 weeks old. And so I don't really remember that process, but being adopted to Boise, Idaho, it's not a lot of black kids there. And my mom did an amazing job of trying to bring stuff to highlight the black culture in the elementary schools, the middle schools we were in, surrounding us with people in the community that looked like us. But also, I mean, I don't think you can do a better job than moving your kids to Africa. And so being over to be in Africa also brought a different dilemma, because here we moved to a culture where we look like the people, but we can't speak their languages. We don't understand the culture. We don't necessarily like the traditional foods that they have. And so that was a whole different ballgame, especially moving into South Africa, because South Africa had just gone through apartheid. And so there still was a little bit of level where the white kids sat here, the black kids sat here, the colored kids sat somewhere else. And We related to the kids that were white. They had the Xbox 360s. They liked the things that we did. They lived in our area, but we looked like the kids that were black. And so there's a whole different, I guess, dilemma that comes to being African-American versus being African. Also, even in America, you have different forms of, I guess you would say, African-Americans.
Would you encourage people, advice or encourage people who are in a transracial adoption or want to adopt a different race? What is your opinion on that?
You know, working for the years that I did with that adoption camp, I met amazing parents. For me, the biggest thing is when you adopt a kid of a different race, that kid is still your kid. Sometimes we go to the extreme where we have to make sure it's a super black name, or we have to make sure he's at a school where the football coach is black and the piano teacher is black. And all of this, you're focusing on the color rather than focusing on the kid. Let the kid just be a kid and grow up and have hardships, have triumphs, just enjoy his youth and be able to grow up, not so much focusing on his color. I remember a story. There was a principal who, these parents told me, their kid, they had adopted a black kid, and every time they got to school, the principal would come out and give their kid a hug. And he had great intentions, and I understand what he was doing. What he didn't realize is he wasn't doing that with all the other kids. And so while you're doing something nice, in turn, you're actually separating out this kid and making him stand out from the crowd, which then leads to eyes and looks and a whole different ballgame. And so I think the biggest thing is, rather than focusing on our race, we just need to focus on who we are. Like for me, I'm Jeffrey Mann, and people love me, people hate me, but I am who I am, and that's never gonna change.
So shifting gears here, that was good advice. Let's just go a little bit lighter here with the travel, and I know you travel a lot for work. But what's your favorite place that you've been?
My favorite place, last year, I think I went 4 times, Miami, Florida. Beautiful weather, beautiful women, beautiful food, beautiful music. I mean, it's just, and don't get me wrong, it's hot and humid. Last time I was there, I went to a Dolphins game, and you're dripping with sweat by the time you even get to the seat. But it's such a beautiful place, and there's so much culture, especially coming from somewhere like Utah. Just the different places you can grab food and the people that you talk to and interact with. I mean, for me, Miami is amazing.
It's a hub for diversity.
Yeah.
Any places you want to go? Dream destination?
So I actually am planning a trip to New York City. I haven't been since I was a little kid. Trip to D.C. And then I am going next year to run with the Bulls in Spain.
With Jimmy Rex.
Uh-huh.
So that's that's pretty fun. You get to travel. You're a pretty fit guy. How do you stay working out and keep your fitness goals in your journey when you're on the road all the time?
Yeah. Keeping your fitness goals while traveling is difficult because you can be at the airport or in an Uber, and in your mind you're like, well, just some potato chips or just something super easy to eat. Also, you know, you're tired. Who wants to go to the gym? And so my biggest thing is looking at hotels that either have access to a gym that I can work out in or a gym that I can travel to and get my workout in. And it's just about forcing yourself and understanding that I don't have to go to the gym. I get to go to the gym. When you shift your mind to this is something I have to do, something I get to do. I get to do my job every day. I get to go to the gym. I get to eat the right things. By doing that, it just changes the way your mind thinks. And now instead of a chore and something you're dragging yourself to, you make it fun.
How do you manage that time? You know, you can be working a lot on the road. How do you manage time?
You know, biggest thing for me is just staying busy, constantly doing something. I've realized, let's say I'm sitting at a hotel or I'm sitting at home and I'm going through a bunch of emails. I can do the same thing while I'm riding a bike. And now I can get my cardio in and get that work done. It's the same thing with eating, is if you meal prep on the weekends, when it comes time for the week, you have your meals ready to go. You have healthy snacks that you can grab and constantly going. And so you have to really break down your time on how am I going to use it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll take time where, especially this time of year, it's college football. On the weekends, I'm sitting on the couch watching football. That's my thing. On Sundays, forgive me, but I may not go to church every week if my Baltimore Ravens are playing. It's football season, and I am fully invested into football. And so for me, it's honestly working hard and playing hard is the great balance that I found.
So what was your motivation behind starting your fitness journey? If anybody hasn't seen your before and afters, I think they need to go see them. But what was your motivation?
You know, honestly, before it was just, I was playing rugby. I lifted here and there. And then I started to get around these different influences. One thing I realized in the influencer celebrity space, they are all in shape. They are fit. And part of it is you look good, you feel good. The other part of it is, for me, if a client sees that I take care of myself, it sends a message already that I'm going to take care of them. Because if you can't take care of yourself and you're lazy and you're out of shape and you're not doing anything, how can you then show up for that client and tell them, I'm going to give you all my energy and everything if you can't do it with just yourself? And so for me, everything for me that I do is partly for my health, but also it's how I can put it into my career. And I know if I look a certain way physically when I go into a room, I know I can stand out and people are going to remember me.
Does it bring a lot more energy, you feel like, since working out, eating healthier?
I think it does. It brings more energy. It gives me an outlet. Don't get me wrong, I have the biggest sweet tooth in the world. You give me some ice cream, some cake, some churros, that's my thing. But you feel better. You don't feel so sluggish and like a turtle. You feel like you can move and get out there. But also, it's balancing. You know, I struggle to eat enough. I'll have some days I have maybe one meal, maybe two, when in reality I should be eating six small meals. So the trainer I work with right now, because I told him, hey, I maybe get two meals, he created two large meals that I eat based off my schedule and what I do. So now I can eat the right things, but also fits for the way that I live my life.
So what goals, let's address one of your goals. You want to reach 1 billion people. Where did that come from?
That for me, that goes back to, it's a goal I set in high school. And it's a goal I didn't know how I was going to do it. I had no idea, but I just said, this is something I want to do. I'm going to achieve it. And so, you know, every day, and I think through social media, I've been able to just reach, if it's just one person sees a video or a guest that I have on the show where they share an insight or a story that resonates with them, and if that touches their heart and their soul, then I've done my job. Really, this platform is less about me and more about giving to the world. And so that's my biggest thing, is if I can just reach people who need to hear a voice, then I'm happy.
I love that, honestly. So, what else? People are a big part of your life. What else brings you joy?
Seeing those that I care about, family, friends, just seeing them win. I think for me, that's the happiest thing, to be able to see them win and celebrate in that. For me, that brings a lot of joy. My sports team's winning each week brings a ton of joy. Being able to help a client achieve something or put a project together and it goes great brings a lot of joy. And so there's multiple things that I think bring joy, you know. And the biggest thing for me that's helped me with the whole concept of joy or happiness is understanding the law of polarity, that if something bad or negative happens in my life, something positive or happy is going to happen in my life. They balance each other. And so if I know this is a great moment, there's a bad moment coming. But on the reverse, this is an awful day. This is terrible. I'm angry. I'm pissed. Guess what? This shall pass, and there'll be a good day to follow it. And so understanding that balance has really shifted the way that I go about each and every day and every moment that I may find to be positive or negative.
So two more questions here for you. What, I feel like you love what you do. have you ever done something that you've hated before, like a job?
You know, when I was right off my mission, I got a job and amazing company, amazing owner. I went and worked at a window washing company. And I hate heights and I hate ladders. And that job was miserable, but it was a paycheck. And so, you know, it sucks during the week, but when you get that paycheck, you're like, okay, I'm working, I'm doing something. I'm not the type of person that just sits. And so for me, it's something that I didn't enjoy. I didn't love, but it was a necessity and a means to an end. And it was a chance to learn how to work, how to get your hands dirty. But then the beautiful thing about it is you wash a bunch of dirty windows, you get a chance to step back and see a beautiful product, clean windows. And so, you know, even in my mind now, when I go into houses and places and stuff, I look at the windows and I notice things and I'm like, they need to wash their windows. So they use the wrong product and they need this and stuff. It's something that's just something that's been ingrained in my mind.
So talk to two questions on advice. What advice would you give to somebody searching for their dream job? They're not happy in life. The difference you felt from working a bad job to working a good job. Kind of highlight that.
I when you find a job that you love, when you find a company that you enjoy and coworkers you love to be around, you don't need an alarm clock to wake up. You're excited to get up and jump on that first meeting. You're excited to connect and see how you can add value. And so my biggest thing for people out there is, what are you passionate about? How can you step into a room and add value? You find those two things, then start looking for what job fits in that category. And it may not be right away. And it may not be a job where you walk in, I'm gonna make a ton of money. You may go and be like, hey, this is what I would love to do. I wanna follow. I wanna shadow. I just wanna learn from you. And if you do that, it could open the doors. But you have to be willing to put in the sweat equity and invest in yourself and invest the time to get to where you wanna be.
How do you start?
Go and do. Go out there and do something. Research. If you have a job or a field or a career that you know you want to pursue, who are the people in that field? How do I get in touch with them? How do I get in the room with them? How do I rub shoulders with them? That's where you just get started. And you got to be willing to bet on yourself. You got to have the right confidence to be able to walk up to someone and be like, I want to be you one day. How do I get there? Ask them for the blueprint. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, ask them for the recipe. They have it. No reason for you to go create a whole nother recipe to bake chocolate chip cookies when someone's made perfect cookies. Just follow the recipe and see the product.
I know it's more than two questions. I have two more actually now, just because you were talking about it. You ask people this question all the time at the end of your interviews. What advice would you give? If it was one piece of advice to anybody, what would that be?
If you learn to give more than you take, there is a different energy that you find in your life. I have met so many amazing people who just give, give, give. And I've changed the thought process on that. Is I've always thought giving means just giving to those around you. But also I've come to learn that it means giving to yourself. Give yourself time. Give yourself grace when you make a mistake. Give yourself grace when you slip up. Give yourself a day. If I'm frustrated, it's okay to tell people, hey, I need some time, I need a day. Don't force yourself into an environment that's not healthy. And so when you learn to give more than you take, you show up not only for yourself better, but for the world better.
Ending on this note, I feel like this is one of your greatest skills is networking. Talk to people how they can genuinely network, make connections. So you find that dream job or find that dream person they
want to
meet or whatever.
Yeah, I the biggest flaw with networking is, and you've probably seen this, is people enter a room and the first thing, here's my business card. Let's do business, this. They don't take time to build a relationship. Our society in some ways is super transactional. And so for me, it's all about how can I enter this room? How can I add value? How can I give to the person, whether it's their event, whether it's just a dinner or something? How can I give right now and show up? And we may not do business together ever. We may not do business for a few months, a few years. But as you create those relationships in this room, you will see something amazing happen. For me, I met someone at one event. Barely talked to the person, and one of his buddies reached out to me and signed a massive contract. He's like, I heard you're a good person. And that's all there was. But it's because I showed up into that room and I was willing to speak up and to add value. And so for me, it's just like, go and give. Go and get to know people. Ask them about their names. Ask them what makes them happy. What are they scared about? What are they excited for? So many times we're so focused on business, we don't take the time to get to know people. And that person may be having a terrible day and all they need is someone to ask, how are you doing? We jump straight to business and we forget we're all humans. We're all people. Even someone with 1 million followers on Instagram, someone who's worth $5 billion, that's a person who still has pains, sorrows, struggles whatsoever. We need to humanize people rather than putting people on a pedestal.
You said something interesting about sometimes it's just the how are you. So talk about that value of getting to people. I think sometimes giving value is just sharing a laugh together. You know,
hold on 1 second.
Something like that.
Process. Perfect.
Talk about giving value. And we can kind of wrap it up.
Repeat the question one more time.
How do you give value in a room? I know some people struggle with that. Like, oh, I need to just give. But I think there's different kinds of value. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, so like, I'll give an example. Any networking or mastermind you may go to, whatever the influencer who's running it, your first thought is to go straight to that person. And I'm like, what about if you went up and talked to the person's team, their assistant, the cooks, whoever's there, and how are you? This is a great event you put on. Great job. Just honoring them and the effort and the work that they put in, because they're humans also. They have families also. They have bills that they have to pay. And so that's the very first thing is step into a room and show up for everybody in that room, not just the number one person there that you're trying to connect to. Number two is don't be afraid to speak up and feel like you're meant to be in this room. So many times we may get there and we're like, oh, this person's here. Let me not say anything. I've been at a breakfast table with Coach Singletary, Vince Carter, Tim Tebow over there, and I could have been like, just sit quietly and fanboy and stuff, but we just had a conversation over breakfast because we were all meant to be in that room and there was no fanboying. There was no, hey, let me get your autograph. Let me sign this. No, we were just people in a room having breakfast, having a great conversation.
So wrapping up, who are you?
Who is Jeffrey Mann? That is a good question. I am complex. I am angry at times, happy at times, the greatest friend at times, the worst friend at times. I think I am a person on a journey, trying to better myself, trying to show up for my friends, trying to find the right people to surround myself with, and going through the bumps and bruises that we all go through. I'm someone who loves to connect. I'm someone, I think I would say, I saw a video on TikTok the other day and it resonated with me. The guy said, you know, I like myself. I would buy a beer for myself. I would get a drink with myself. I would hang out with me if I had the opportunity. And so, you know, I'm a big person on trying to help people. I think we all have voices. We all have messages. Just how do we get those messages, those voices to the world? That's the biggest thing for me. And so I'm just a person. I'm a student of the game. I'm constantly trying to learn, whether it's public relations, whether it's marketing, whether it's the game of social media or Instagram, whether it's freaking pick up basketball. I'm going to learn. I'm going to get better some way, somehow, because that's what's in my DNA.
What's the biggest lessons you've learned about yourself?
Biggest lesson I've learned about myself. Let me take these off for a second. Those listening, those watching, zoom in on the camera. Biggest lesson I've learned this past year is people don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. But every morning when you look in that mirror, you need to love the person that you see. Thank you for watching this episode of Man on the Mic.
Thank you for tuning in to Man on the Mic. We appreciate you spending your time with us today. Remember, our podcast is available on all platforms, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated. New episodes drop every week. Until next time, keep the conversation going. And as always, stay true to yourself. Thanks for watching.